This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talk some baseball right now, though, on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions from AT&T Sports. We talk to our friend Michael McHenry. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Great, thank you. We're doing great.
We're talking a lot of football. We're talking some baseball. We're all over the place, and we like talking to you, so we're going to do that right now. Let's get down to something before we talk about Brian Reynolds and some of the other things, though. I keep waiting, and now he's like 27 years old. I keep waiting on Gregory Polanco, and it just seems like setback after setback after setback. Michael, I don't know what to think. Tell me what to think here.
I mean, he's got all the ability in the world. Health is something that can play funny things on you. You know, he rushes back from the shoulder, and you think he's going to be good. He starts out really, really hot, and then kind of falls a little bit, gets some gook in his shoulder, and just can't seem to kind of shake it. You just hope he's okay. I mean, it's not typical for a guy to come back that quick and be okay with it, especially with the team, and then all of a sudden it be really bad and you're getting PRP shots and different things. So honestly, just hope he's okay. I still think he can help this ball club. I think they're gonna have to get very creative and kind of how they do it, but the guy's got a ton of potential. He showed some huge glimpses, especially in the second half last year. You hope he can find that again and help the ball club, and he's a guy that you could throw right behind Bell and it could be a lot of damage.
Is there a worry, though, Michael, that with Gregory Polanco, 27, going on 28 next year, much the same way Jameson Taillon is going to be 28 in a couple of months and will be 29 by the time he gets back on the field, that these guys have had their prime years wasted, perhaps, by injury?
You know, depending on how they take care of themselves, I look at the prime years at more 28 to 32. That's why I love the fact that a lot of teams around baseball are calling guys up really early. You're getting guys way before their prime, so they're priming, you know, like Acuna and Albies in Atlanta. I mean, they're 20 years old when they get called up. You know, they're 21 now, and they're just doing great things. It's good for baseball, and they're going to have a lot of years ahead of them. They're going to be really good, and then even when they start to have that, you know, downfall a little bit, they're still going to be very talented, but they're going to be able to do it in a different way because they've been around so long. So I do think they still have good years ahead of them. We looked it up last night, and it's 65% chance on average that guys come back from their second Tommy John. I've done it with five different guys. They all came back. And the way Taillon works, when he takes care of his body, I think he's going to be fine. You know, with Polanco and his shoulder, I mean, you just hope and pray. I mean, that shoulder surgery is very uncommon, so you just got to hope that, you know, he comes back and he's able to do what he can. If not, he may be a guy that you have to move and put in the American League and let him DH and maybe play some first base somewhere else.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. It's kind of tough to talk about the day-to-day at this point because the Pirates are out of it. So there's a lot of great fun stuff that I had kind of written down. And one of those things was early in last night's game, Reynolds hits that ball towards shortstop that kind of gets dropped. And this is a guy fighting for a batting title, right? And a guy that is just has us enveloped this summer in Brian Reynolds. And you don't know what's going to happen scoring-wise. Can you take me through a point in your career where you've ever come back in the dugout maybe, and you've gone to your skipper or you've gone to the phone on the wall and you've been like, this guy upstairs better give me a hit or I'm getting in that elevator and going and getting that official score? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happened last night. And I was just mind-boggled at the fact that, you know, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate and you're even working anywhere near that stadium, you give that a hit. I mean, you have to. I mean, there's rumors that when Ted Williams was trying to hit 400 that his guys would run into the ball in a double play situation to get out and give him that hit. Like, this is something that is historic. It's never been done. If there's a remote chance it's a hit right now. And Yeah, I almost walked over from AT&T and just tapped the guy on the shoulder and said, listen, we got to figure this out. What do we got to do here? Because, I mean, that was just – that's just one of those moments where it's like, come on. Like, we're not in the thick of it. This is our thing right now. Like, we got to make sure this guy is right at the brink of doing this. We can't force it one way or another. But if there's an opportunity where I don't think anybody's going to question if they change that to a hit. I mean, the guy's off the ground. His feet aren't touching the ground. It bounces out of his glove. And that's a above-average shortstop defensively. So, you know, he's going to make just about every average play you can think of. So just give the man a hit.
Next time, Michael, you get on the elevator and get upstairs and tell him what for.
I know. I was in my kitchen looking at the television going, come on. Where, God rest his soul, Tony Kuzmanich would have given that a hit with just a little urging. But I just wonder the dynamic from the dugout that Reynolds had to be like, what do I need to do? Come on.
How impressive is it, though, Michael, that we've seen him from a couple of misplays early in the year when he first came up, that not only is he a rookie chasing a batting title, but he's doing it while improving his stature defensively. Left field, he's much more comfortable now. He still gets the occasional day in right, not as often since Osuna's been up more permanently. And then last night, the plays he made in center, I mean, to do what he's done offensively, okay, that's one thing that's fairly amazing. But then to tack on the comfortability level that you can feel is increasing for him in the outfield, how difficult can that be?
You know, when he first came up, that's the one thing you heard about him. He's got a really good arm. He's going to play above average defense most of the time, but he's a guy that could, you know, potentially be at the top of the MLB and assist from the outfield. And I didn't know what to expect. I knew he could hit, and I made some calls on him, and they're like, you're going to like this guy. He's really low key. He's going to get the business every single day and kind of not have any hoop or holler about it. And that's so true. But I don't think we've seen the best out of him. I do think he's going to win a batting title, whether it's this year or somewhere down the road. And I also think he's very similar, I said this earlier in the season, to DJ LeMahieu. He's a guy that shows up every day, doesn't play a lot, just works his tail off. And he's going to be that guy at some point in his career that probably wins a Gold Glove, a Silver Slugger, a batting title. And he's also a guy that will probably be a couple-time All-Star. And you'll be like, man, this guy had an incredible career. And it'll be really quiet because he does it in a different fashion. He's not boasting about it. He's not, you know, throwing up his arms all the time or making a scene. He's just going out and doing his work. Even that diving play yesterday, he looked like Superman. He came up, and then he looked like Clark Kent immediately. No Superman about it. Just turned on that, I did it. Oh, well, let's go to the next thing. He's great.
Michael McHenry joining us here a couple more minutes. In watching delivery and watching mechanics, arm motion, and repetitive delivery, and I don't want you to speak out of school, but do you is something wrong with Kyle Crick?
You know, yes. I feel like his arm has been late for a couple months now. He hasn't been getting behind the ball like he was before, and it really shows in his slider. You know, his slider is one of the best sliders in baseball. The spin is off the charts, which the better the spin, usually on a slider or four-seamer, it's going to move a little bit more, have more deception. I mean, this guy's got stuff. But I just think he's allowed, you know, maybe a lot of the stuff that's gone on this year to get in his head, get in his way. He's just got to get back to slowing the game down, you know, not trying to rush to the mound, not trying to be a pitcher he's not. You know, he keeps trying to do different things. He just needs to be aggressive, go out there and honestly punch tickets. He's a guy that's got that strikeout ability. I know I say that a lot, but he's got to go out as a seventh or eighth inning guy. You don't see those guys come in and try to, you know, force contact or, you know, throw a ground ball pitch. They come in and they blow cheese and they punch tickets. And that's what he's got to do and have that mentality, because if he doesn't, it's going to be really hard. I mean, last night that homer he gave up, Cooper, the second home run Cooper's hit on a breaking ball, this guy hits breaking ball really, really good, especially in the zone. They got to get it below the zone. Crick knows that, but he's got to be aggressive through that pitch. And it just shows once again, if his breaking ball is getting hit, he's late with his arm, which is probably because he's not getting to that stack position on the rubber, being able to stay over and work straight. If he can get that right, I think he's going to be just fine. But it worries me a little bit that it's taken a lot of time, because I know Ray, I know Message, these guys are all over this stuff. And they work hard to get on video like they do with Trevor. And usually it's pretty quick fixes with these guys. It's been a couple of months. I hope the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of the season you can figure it out.
Michael, we thank you. We thank you for everything. We'll talk to you again soon. And great insight. And don't be afraid of those official scores. I mean, you just walk right up to them and you say, listen, pal, make this right. Okay? Make it right. Put a hit in the book. Nobody's going to care anyway.
Just a stern hand on the shoulder and, yes, and a look should get it done.
Yeah, you're not a big one of these guys, but now's time in your life to start playing the don't you know who I am card. Okay?
All right, I'll make sure to do that one. I'll just go over to the Shamboan. You know, I'm usually pretty good at that, so I think we can win one of those.
All right.
It's a little more direct than to the point, but okay, sure, whatever works.
Get the point across. All right, we'll talk soon, Michael. Thanks again.
All right, guys, take care.
See ya. There have been – I once heard an official score was a guy caught up. I think it was Jim Tracy. He caught up. He was advocating for a hit for somebody. It was one of those getaway day games. It was about 197 degrees. There were about six people in the stands. It was like a Tuesday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was Bob Hertzel, actually, was the official scorer at the time, who can generally have a crusty demeanor.
He's
normally short-tempered. And Tracy called up and was yelling about, and you could hear him like through the phone. And just really calmly, Hertzel goes, why don't you manage and I'll score? He just hung up the phone. And I was like, okay, here we go. And then I think he talked to him after and he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure Trace accepted that really well.
How about you manage and I'll score? You manage the game and I'll score the game. Something like that. And then just hung up.
You guys talk like I got all these players.
Yeah,
I love them.
Jim Tracy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.